Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, I know who I play for. We've come a long way together. We've rebuked illusions, reclaimed truth, learned the holiness of silence, and now we stand in the light of what all that work has built. But before we rush into the next season, there is one more sacred act we must complete. The audit. Not of money, not of metrics, but of wholeness. This is not about how much you did this year. It's about how much of you came home. It's about measuring alignment, not activity. Because busyness can look like success, but it can also be another disguise for survival. So today we take inventory, not to condemn, but to complete. This is your wholeness audit. Let me be honest. For a long time, I stayed busy, not because I was aligned, but because I was afraid to be still. I gave so much away for free. Ideas, strategies, whole blueprints handed over because I thought movement meant meaning. I helped build empires without the proper paperwork in place to protect myself because it felt good to say I did that. It made me feel useful. It kept me safe from silence. But I was busy avoiding, not building. Every time I filled another person's vision, I was emptying my own. I convinced myself I was just helping, when really, I was hiding. Busyness became my shield. As long as I was doing something, I didn't have to sit with what hurt. As long as I was solving someone else's chaos, I didn't have to face my own. And here's the sacred rebuke. Staying busy is one of the most elegant ways to avoid yourself. It's survival energy in disguise. Movement that looks like mastery, but feels like depletion. I used to tell myself, I just love to help. And I do. But love without boundaries is self-betrayal. Service without structure is sacrifice. Now I can say it plainly. If my name isn't on it, I'm not building it. If it doesn't honor my purpose, it's not my project. Because my energy is sacred currency. And I will no longer spend it on things that don't yield wholeness. I don't need to fill the space of my mind to avoid situations. I can sit in silence and be safe there. I can feel the stillness and not fear it. I can let peace take up space where panic used to live. That's what this wholeness audit is about. It's not checking what you accomplished. It's checking where your energy went. It's noticing what you built from alignment and what you built from avoidance. It's looking yourself in the eye and asking, did I honor my gifts or did I just stay busy so I didn't have to feel? And if the answer stings, let it. Because that sting is sacred. It's the sound of truth coming home. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. There's a time to give and a time to guard, a time to pour and a time to pause, a time to build and a time to ensure what you've built bears your name. For years, I misunderstood this. I thought being generous meant saying yes to everyone. But even Jesus, who healed multitudes, still withdrew to pray. He wasn't avoiding. He was aligning. Luke 5:16 says, "But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed." That was his audit, not of productivity, but of presence. He knew the power he carried had to be replenished before it could be released. And here's what the Spirit showed me. God does not anoint what you build in avoidance. God anoints what you build in alignment. Divine order is not chaos with wings. It's clarity that flows from stewardship. Proverbs 24:3-4 says, "Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches." Notice, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, not urgency, guilt, or approval. When you operate in wisdom, you stop giving your blueprints to people who don't honor the architect. When you walk in understanding, you recognize that your pace is protection. And when you apply knowledge, you realize that building without boundaries isn't noble, it's negligent. The divine pattern has always been this: creation, rest, reflection, refinement, expansion. Without reflection, you repeat cycles. Without rest, your gifts become heavy. So this is the sacred audit. Are you still creating from compulsion, or are you creating from calling? Because God isn't impressed by how much you did for others. He's glorified by how much of you came home. Neville Goddard taught, you must assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. When you are whole, you move as though nothing is missing. When you act from lack, even your generosity leaks scarcity. For years, I gave from survival. I gave before I received clarity. I gave before I was called. Because somewhere deep inside, I believed that movement meant meaning. But metaphysically, movement without alignment is resistance wearing heels. Florence Govel Shin said, "No man can take your good from you, but you can give it away through fear, doubt, or impatience." That's what I was doing, giving away my good. Not because others were stealing it, but because I was afraid to be still long enough to let it multiply through me first. The law of compensation is simple. Energy returns to its origin. If you pour from depletion, depletion circles back. If you give from overflow, abundance circles back. That's why this wholeness audit matters. It's not about being stingy. It's about being sovereign. You were never meant to exhaust yourself into enlightenment. You were meant to expand through energetic stewardship. Abraham Hicks teaches that alignment is your only real work. When you're aligned, your action is amplified. 1 hour in alignment can outproduce 1 year in anxiety. So the invitation now is this: stop building uncontracted empires. Stop signing spiritual NDAs with avoidance. Stop paying your peace as a down payment for someone else's dream. Metaphysically, the new contract reads, my energy is sacred currency. My ideas are divine property. My time is an altar, not a landfill. I give only from overflow, never from obligation. Because Source doesn't measure success by how much you did. Source measures it by how much light you held while doing it. When your giving becomes guided, not grasping, you become a conduit of divine circulation. And that circulation, not depletion, is what creates true wealth. So in this season, your audit isn't about cutting people off. It's about cutting energetic cords that no longer carry agreement. It's about replacing proof with presence. It's about remembering that alignment is the highest form of generosity. So take a slow, deep breath in. And as you exhale, let your shoulders drop. This is your audit table, not of money or metrics, but of meaning, energy, and alignment. Let these questions guide your review. Number one, where have I been building without a contract? What projects, partnerships, or pursuits have I poured into without protection, legal, emotional, or spiritual? How did that decision make me feel afterwards? Number two, what parts of my giving were rooted in fear of being forgotten or unseen? When I said yes, was I honoring my purpose or seeking proof of my worth? Number three, what did I create this year that had my signature on it, truly mine? How can I celebrate that without shrinking or explaining it away? Number four, where did I ignore red flags because I wanted to stay busy? How can I now replace that busyness with boundaries that bless me? Number five, what would it look like for me to give from overflow instead of obligation? How would my schedule, pricing, and peace shift if I moved from alignment first? Number six, what energetic receipts do I need to reconcile? Who or what still holds pieces of my attention that I am ready to call back? Number seven, how can I make stillness my new success metric? What daily rituals, breathwork, prayer, silence, walking remind me that peace is productivity? Write from truth, not from performance. You are not grading yourself, you're gathering yourself. Let every sentence become an act of reclamation. Because the wholeness audit isn't about doing less. It's about ensuring that what you do comes from who you are. Here's the sacred rebuke. You don't need to prove your worth through productivity. You don't need to buy peace with burnout. You don't need to build every dream that knocks at your door. You are allowed to pause. You are allowed to prune. You are allowed to protect what carries your name. Completion is not collapse. Wholeness is not depletion. And boundaries are not barriers. They are blessings. For years, I gave and gave, thinking that love was measured by labor. But now I know love is measured by light. I can't pour light from an empty vessel. So I give from overflow. I serve from sovereignty. I build what bears my name, and I bless what no longer does. because peace is my new profit. Alignment is my new accomplishment, and stillness is my new strategy. So breathe this in with me. I no longer feel the silence to avoid myself. I no longer hustle for what harmony already provides. I give with intention. I receive with ease. I complete with peace. I honor my energy as sacred currency. I am wise steward of my name, my gifts, and my rest. And now say it with me. I know who I play for. I am whole, not hurried. I am aligned, not anxious. I am complete, not collapsed. Let this moment settle. Feel the weight lift off your shoulders, the projects, the people, the pressure. Completion doesn't mean everything is finished. It means you are free. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich. Rich in ease, in peace, and in the blessings that bear your name. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.